Wait, we gotta do like my little intro and shit.
Talking Reckless Podcast with Sheaf and guest co-host. This is a raw and uncut show, unscripted. What happens on Talking Reckless
stays on Talking Reckless.
Make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
All right, so that's my little fucking punch in. So yeah, man, today I'm just, let's see. I got to go with a new distribution company because I don't know what's taking so long for this album to drop or this EP to drop, but hopefully they don't disappoint me because I'm going to end up just putting the whole entire album, or I might just do one track on, the podcast show. So after I end this show, you guys may hear the world premiere of Mera by me and Big Click. Well, it's actually out underground-ish, but I might just throw it on something. I mean, that new Kid Cudi, that shit really kicks. I like it. What it says, ill, what I bleed. Pretty dope. I like the vibe in this video. I mean, Kid Cudi looks real happy in this. I'm not gonna lie, like, I diss Kid Cudi because he wore the dress and shit, but I'm a big Kid Cudi fan. I love Kid Cudi. I'm not gonna lie. He's really good. Him, Pharrell, Tyler the Creator, ASAP, Danny Brown, Big Sean the GOAT, obviously. Chief Keef is a legend. So many. Royce is my favorite. Because I always say Eminem. But I love them too. Mac Miller, Chris Webby. And that's it, man. I mean, I really try not to listen to rappers in the same state as me because I don't want to pick up any kind of sound from them because it looks like you're biting or anything. So I used to listen, I ain't going to lie, a lot of Benzino when I was growing up, but once in a while, I zone out the terminology. He got a lot of music. I just stopped listening to artists from my state. No disrespect. I mean, they're very great. It's a lot of really, really good artists from Massachusetts, from Boston. Like I said, you know, it's just how, like, Raekwon and Nas used to listen to each other and stuff like that. Like, New York rappers, like, listen. And then people started saying things like, oh, he's sounding like you, or you sounding like... That's why I try not to listen to any artist out here. It take, you know what I mean? I try not to. I show love. Like, sometimes I even go as far as I download their music on Apple Music, like, to send the money to them or whatever, to give them the, you know, the cash off of iTunes or whatever, because I'm subscribed to Apple Music, so I do something like that. That's,
with Spot Me, I can overdraft up to $200 fee free.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, check it out. That Chime app is just shit. I love that motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie, that's a, I got that Chime app shit, you're supposed to build your credit, and that is like some really good shit. I'm not doing, like, commercials or anything. I'm just saying. Yeah, so check that out. And check out the Temu. I don't know if I'm saying it right. T-E-M. Yeah, whatever. You fucking get it. All right, so let's see what else I'm going to play here. I know I've been waiting for my direct deposit today. Like, where's my fucking money? So I figure I'd do a podcast because I'm bored. And maybe to generate some money so I won't be broke. But I hate, like, this doing podcasts every day. I don't know if it's, like, laziness or just don't feel like, you know, giving you guys all this energy and shit, you know? Let's see. All right, so number one. That Nas album is great shit. Like, him and Hit Boy together is, like, amazing. Well, this is like some wild remix. I know some goofies that want to scalp. Ouch. Wipe out my accounts. Leave me knee and mouth to mouth. But that just aroused my style. Then I party like I'm Tony in the South Beach house. Bars hitting like I'm still living couch to couch. Motivation for the trappers living ounce to ounce. This is rock star status. Neil Young with a bounce. I know that make you uncomfortable. This is the George Stone remix. Bananas, rum in the cup holder, hitting bumps of spill on the sandals and car panels. I drew attention with artistic vision, making incision like Alonzo did. And this is some guy who just randomly, like, I think remixed this shit. But I gotta give him his props, it's a dope mix, you know? Pretty sick. So I give love to artists all over. But that new Wu-Tang is off the chain. Oh yeah, don't forget, this is 2 months old, but it's really good shit. I think Easy Mill is like too good for his own good. You know, he's just a really good artist. No cap. You motherfuckers be lucky as fuck that ain't nobody envious of you enough. Take it from me like a brother who dug off the mud on his head but done ended up cuffed. And then he just gets spat back out again into really a world where he double what he did cause he learned. And Eminem does what he always do. He gives it his all. He takes everyone's song and make it his own. But this Easy Mill kid is kind of... I would say he's the first rapper who didn't get Easter by Eminem on his own track. He actually kind of held his ground on this one with Eminem. When I rap, they consider me a Gatling, filling up mags, I'm finna go clapping, getting that bag with a gold bee rabbit. I know they hit this flow. I'm in the mode to get to killing again with the best stick. But at the same time, it's like Eminem's flow. So it's like, you held your ground on the track, sounding like Eminem. So it's like, it's not a bad thing. It's actually, if he didn't put Easy Mill, if he just put Eminem, I probably would have. Well, I would have known it's not shady. Because I've really no right to complain much. Hip hop has been good to me, huh? Well, but when they say that I'm only top five, because I'm white, why would I be stunned? My skin color's still working against me. Because second, I should be the none. Being white ain't why they put me at five. Nope, it's why they can't put me at one. They're coming with more venom, so the haters, I'm aiming it toward them. And all the envious rappers, I torch if I'm on a joint with them. And that is the only retort, is I'm not played in the club. Yeah, so that was a diss at the game and a few other artists, Melly Mel. I mean, Eminem is too good. You don't have to respond. I mean, when you're that good, you don't have to respond to anyone. So anyway, I put out a project called Eminem's My Role Model, but I had pulled it off of the distribution company because I was trying to find another pitch for it. Another, you know, it was a really good album. People liked it. And then Corday dropped with Juice WRLD, the Role Model remix, which I already had out like years ago. So mine's is out. He drops his. I'm not saying he stole it from me because we both stole it from Eminem. But, yeah. But it was a good song. I did go on a rant how, like, I did it first and shit, but It's all good. I know. You guys gotta like FanDuel. You guys gotta go up on there and, you know, see all the bets and bet some money and shit. So this is Juice. And how could you not love Juice? I mean, Juice WRLD is one of my favorites. But I have, you know, I had it out for years. I had it out for at least 5 years.
I'm going to attempt to drown myself. You can try this at home. You can be just like me.
And I shot a little cheesy video to it. So I was kind of like, what the fuck? You know? Yeah, so I was like, I kind of felt like, that's mine. Why didn't Eminem come and get me for it? So I'm kind of like, should I put it back out? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? But, of course, their version's better because they got Juice. I mean, it's just good. It's good. It's good shit. I'm not going to lie. It was really good. But I just felt like I did it first and didn't have the money to push it to where it could have been. Because it could have been this, what I'm trying to say. They could have been doing part two with me. You know what I mean? But that's how hip-hop is. You can't get mad. It's just everybody steals everyone's shit and make it their own. And it's always been that way. I was like, what the fuck, Lyrical Lemonade? I wanna fucking... This just sucks. That's why it's good to be original. So if someone steals from you, you know they stole it from you. You didn't, like, steal it from another rapper and another rapper and another rapper. And that's why it's good to just try to make this new album just all original. But I'm about the world premiere, my big sister song. Did I say big sister? Well, she is big clit. I can be the little brother. She can be my big sister. No, I'm actually older than clit, but I look so much like a fucking baby face. Actually, she got a song right here. Play some clip.
Oh, you with my ex? I taught him how to fuck. I turned that nigga out and taught him how to bust a nut. If a nigga leave me, it's purely out of spite. Yeah, I had a baby, but this pussy still tight. Riding around the city, yeah, everybody look. Can't count how many souls I took. I love my BD, yeah, we still kinda talk. Last night he hit it till a bitch couldn't walk. I don't play house, I'd rather be a dyke. I'd rather be a bum, bitch, I'd rather die. I don't come easy, but you could try. Not a lot of niggas know how to eat it right. Mm-hmm. Off top, bitch, let me put you on game. Real shooter, real crazy, and I made my own lane. First
sale, spent
it on strippers and ball main.
I'm second not on bill, this one, but...
One of you niggas wanna play step daddy. Hit a real good nigga, made me hit the cat daddy. I'm a little bitch, but this pussy is a fatty. I'm a smart bitch, but this pussy whole way. I got the kind of sex
method. Alright, so that's Big Clit. So, you guys ready to hear Mara? I'm gonna keep this podcast short, dude. In my house, you can hear, like, the other tenants walking around, and you can hear them into the mic, which is like, what the fuck? I gotta... Hey, yo, Clit, I just found this microphone. Oh, shit. Oh, look at this little vintage TV. I wonder if it works. Hey, yo, Clit. Oh, shit.
This video will feature pill and pill bottle sound effects. If you use them, you do not have to credit me, and they're made with one take with me just fooling around with the pill bottle. So you're welcome to pick and choose whatever sound effect that you like from the video. And as always, have a good one.
sorry God made me this way.
Not sorry God made me this way. I say that looking in the mirror. Do angels go to hell to play? I say that looking in the mirror. Your fucking lover, no, I'm not your fucking mother, yeah. Won't say I'm sorry if I hurt you, cause I'm not. Give me tears, let them drop. Don't care if you're here or not. Not sorry, God made me this way. I say that looking in the mirror. Do angels go to hell to play?
Bitch, if I was white, I probably look just like Brad Pitt. Before you jump in the Mercedes and fucking crash it, tripping off an acid. All I'm trying to do is drop a fucking smash.
Not sorry, God made me this way.
Instead of looking in the mirror,
two angels go to hell to play.
I say that looking in the mirror
as I wipe away this pain. See that looking in the mirror. When I'm gone, it would never be the same. See that looking in the mirror.
The Devil's Daughter's album coming real soon. And I would like to thank you. By purchasing this song, you have now just kissed my ass. Thank you and goodbye.